The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. There is a photograph of a young Harriet Tubman, jointly held by the Library of Congress and the National Museum of African American History and Culture. A new photo, or rather newly discovered, and believed to be the earliest photo of her in existence. There are numerous photos of Tubman as an older woman. Each time I see one, something comes alive in my chest. It's her gaze, which seems to give back the feeling of all she's seen, all she carried back and forth with her on journeys to carry folks out of slavery and in to freedom. In this early photo, taken in the 1860s in Auburn, New York, Tubman is dark-haired and smooth-faced. There is only the hint of the lines that will later map her forehead. I wish I could show the image here. Instead, let me read the museum catalog description of the portrait. Why? Because it's an image that deserves our rapt attention, even in audio format. This photograph shows Harriet Tubman seated in an interior room turned to the left. One hand rests on the back of a wooden chair, another rests in her lap. A patterned carpet covers the floor, and the wall or drop behind her is a blank light color. Tubman wears a dark bodice that buttons at the center front and has dropped sleeves with heavy ruching and ruffled details on the sleeves. There is a panel of lighter fabric around the yoke, with the upper neck the same dark color as the body of the bodice. A lace collar with short tails is crossed and pinned at the front of her neck. Her hair is parted at the center and gathered at the nape of her neck. Tubman's full skirt is made from a light and dark patterned gingham check. The photo lived for a long time in an unknown album belonging to a Quaker abolitionist. Now, as Librarian of Congress Carla Hayden has remarked, it belongs to all of us. Today's poem, What Kind of Times Are These? By Adrienne Rich, makes me think of the Quaker meeting houses where blacks were taught to read and write. It makes me think of the safe houses Tubman would pass through. Rich's poem reminds us that the dangers necessitating such places are far from gone. What Kind of Times Are These? By Adrienne Rich. There's a place between two stands of trees where the grass grows uphill and the old Revolutionary Road breaks off into shadows near a meeting house abandoned by the persecuted who disappeared into those shadows. I've walked there, picking mushrooms at the edge of dread. But don't be fooled. This isn't a Russian poem. This is not somewhere else, but here, our country, moving closer to its own truth and dread, its own ways of making people disappear. I won't tell you where the place is, the dark mesh of the woods meeting the unmarked strip of light, ghost-ridden crossroads, leaf-mold paradise. I know already who wants to buy it, sell it, make it disappear. And I won't tell you where it is, so why do I tell you anything? Because you still listen. because in times like these, to have you listen at all, it's necessary to talk about trees. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.